Our Masecht begins with discussing the halachas of carrying on Shabbos, the malacha of Aitzah. And Tosfos, the first Tosfos of the Masecht, asked the question, why does our Masecht begin with discussing malachas Aitzah? Actually, in Mirtz Hashem, when we're going to learn Paraklal Gadol, and the Mishnah lists all of the malachas of Shabbos, the Malacha of Aitzah is listed last in that group of Lamates Malachas. And yet here we find our Masechta beginning with this Malacha. Furthermore, as we will be Mitzvah learn, so much of our Masechta is spent on discussing this Halacha of Aitzah. Why is the Malacha of Aitzah singled out for so much attention? Actually, Tosfos also asks that if anything, the Mishnah, the Mishnayis, our Masechta, should have followed a chronological order, and our Masechta should have discussed the halachas of Erev Shabbos, what may or may not be done Erev Shabbos, and then lead its way into Shabbos and discuss the halacha of Aitzah. So one teretz is that indeed, because this malacha has so many different details to it, that's why Chazal decided to begin the Masechta with this halacha that encompasses so many details. Another explanation is, as we indeed will learn, that the Mishnah later in our parak teaches us that on Friday afternoon already, at a certain point, certain people may not carry certain items because one may then come to carry on Shabbos. So, on the contrary, because we want to teach the halachas of Erev Shabbos, it was necessary to teach the halacha of carrying, which is the basis for many halachas that take place on Shabbos. Another teretz is that this is a malacha that, unlike all the other malachas, which we will discuss many times as we learn our Masechta Mitzvah Shem, what is considered a malacha is what was done in the building of the Mishkan. The malacha of carrying is not just learned from what was done in the Mishkan, but actually the malacha of carrying is learned from Psukim. And since this is the only malacha, one of the only malachas that's explicit in the Pasuk, that's why it's mentioned explicitly. But actually, that's why it's the first malacha discussed in our Masechta. But actually, if anything, that opens a question more than answers a question. Why indeed, if the model for what is considered a malacha on Shabbos is we follow what was done in the Mishkan, so then why does indeed Haitzah have to have Psukim? Why can't we learn Haitzah from the Mishkan as we learn all other malachas? So interestingly enough, there is a vart from the Maral in his Sefer Gur Aryeh. He says that on Yontif, one is allowed to carry. Ain yesh erev Aitzah l'Shabbos, but ain erev Aitzah l'Yontif. On Yontif, carrying is permitted. So what makes Shabbos different, not just from the weekdays, but even from Yontif, is the fact that Yontif carrying is permitted. And Shabbos is the only day where carrying is asur. So as we begin Masechta Shabbos, says the Gur Aryeh, we want to point out this very big difference that exists between Shabbos and every other day of the whole year. And where is that seen? By the Isser Malacha. But actually, as we just mentioned, there are many questions that need to be answered in understanding why and how different the Isser of carrying is from all the other Issurim on Shabbos. As we just said, the Isser to carry in Shabbos is mentioned in a pasuk. And actually, as we learn the sugya in Masech to Shabbos and Masech to Ervin, we'll find that there's actually two psukim that teach us this din. There's one pasuk, Deitzav Moshe Vayaviru Kol B'machna Leimer, Ish Ish Al Yasu Oid Melacha L'Trumas HaKadosh V'Kolei Ha'am Mehavi. And the Gemara later in Perek HaZorik on Daf Tzadik Vav explains that Moshe Rabbeinu told them, don't carry any more items from the Rishus HaYachid where you are to the Rishus HaRabim where I am in the Machna Leviyah. And then obviously the Pasuk calls this act of carrying a Malacha. The Gemara Masech the Ervin on Daf Yud Zayin explains, the Pasuk says, Al Yetze Ish B'mekoymai B'yoyim HaShvi, and the Gemara says, don't explain Al Yetze, don't go out, rather Al Yotzi, don't carry, don't go out to carry, to bring the mon on Shabbos. So not only do we have a Pasuk teaching us this of carrying, there's actually two Isurim to teach us that one may not carry. Furthermore, as we will be learning, the Gemara teaches us that not only is Haitzah Asur, but even Hachnasa is Asur. And when we speak about Hachnasa, which means carrying from the Rishus HaRabim to the Rishus HaYochid being Asur, we find in the Gemara two reasons why Hachnasa should be Asur. One is, as the Gemara says, Mali Iyuli, Mali Afuki, Mali Iyuli. What's the difference if we carry something from the Rishus HaYochid to the Rishus HaRabim, or if we carry something from the Rishus HaRabim to Rishus HaYochid? But the Gemara gives another source how we know Hachnasa is Asur, because the Gemara teaches us that they would carry boards from the street onto the Agolas, the streets being a Rishus HaRabim, the Agolas being a Rishus HaYochid. So we find a very interesting phenomena here. Number one, that Hachnasa also has so many sources to teach us that it's Asur. And if we think about it, Hachnasa was something that was done in the Mishkan. And as we've been saying, whatever was done in the Mishkan is considered a malacha. So if that's the case, why is Hachnasa not listed as a separate av malacha, but rather Hachnasa is only considered a tolda, or of Haitzah, and encompassed in Haitzah, not a separate malacha? And if you think about it, as we will talk further in our perek, there are other elements of the malacha of Haitzah. Zoyrig Mershus L'Rishus, Maver Dalet Amos Mershus HaRabim, Moshit, which are all different parts of Rishus HaYochid, which are all different parts of carrying. Many of them happened actually in the Mishkan, and if they didn't happen in the Mishkan, they were at least a halach l'moshe m'Sinai, and yet they're not listed as separate malachas. And Tosfos on our Amid actually asks one more question. Tosfos asks that our Mishnah, in describing the malacha of Haitzah, says that there was, gives us a whole story, so to speak, with the Ani and the Balabayas, the Ani standing outside, the Balabayas standing inside and transporting items from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabim. And ask Tosfos, why do we have to have this whole story, so to speak, of describing the Malacha Haitzah? Could not the Mishnah have just said, carrying from one Rishus to another Rishus is the Malacha Haitzah? So therefore, Tosfos says of Yesoid that Haitzah is considered a Malacha Geruah. And because Haitzah is considered a Malacha Geruah, all the rules that apply to all other Malachas don't apply to Haitzah. And therefore, even though the pasuk mentions Hotzah, it's not enough that the Torah should have, it's not enough that Hotzah should have taken place in the Mishkan. The Torah has to mention Hotzah especially. And even though, says the Ran, we had all of these examples that we just gave, that Hotzah took place in the Mishkan, and Hachnasa took place in the Mishkan, and Moshe took place in the Mishkan, and the other malachas, maybe are halach l'moshe m'sinai, the other categories of Hotzah are all halach l'moshe m'sinai, we still need to mention them, but they still don't get to be considered individual of malachas, because it's all a malacha geruah. And furthermore, that's why the Mishnah had to go out of its way to describe the situation with the Ani and the Ashir, where one is carrying from the Rosh HaSayach to Rosh HaSarabim, and one is carrying from, and there's Haitzah and Achnasa for the Ani, and there's Haitzah and Achnasa for the Ashir. Because if we didn't have every single situation explicitly mentioned in our Mishnah, we wouldn't know it's Asher. We would say perhaps that the usher, maybe what he's doing is considered a malacha, because what he's doing is immediate, that he's giving the ani. But the ani, when he puts his hand into the, takes his hand with the basket into the Rishus Hayachid, he hasn't really accomplished much. On the other hand, the usher maybe does immediately accomplish something. The balabais, when he puts food or something immediately into the hand of the ani, but he doesn't really have anything to gain from it. It's the ani that's gaining. And because Hotzah is a malacha geruah, we would perhaps say that it's not considered a malacha unless the Mishnah teaches us that indeed it's a malacha. So what Tosfos is teaching us, and the other Rishonim as well, say the same vort, is that Hotzah is a malacha geruah, and therefore the rules that normally apply to malachas, that any malacha that took place in the Mishkan, or that we don't have to go into all of the various minute details of teaching us what the malacha is, Hotzah is different. Hotzah is a malacha geruah, and different rules apply to it. But the Rishonim debate what makes Hotzah into a malacha geruah. There are actually three primary opinions in the Rishonim. Tosfos explains that it's considered a malacha geruah because why should there be a difference midaraisa if one carries from a Rishus Hayachid to a Rishus Rabin or vice versa? He violated the Issa malacha of Hotzah midaraisa. However, if one carries from one Rishus Hayachid to another Rishus Hayachid, that isn't considered the malacha Hotzah. And why should there be a difference if I carry from my home to my neighbor's home versus if I carry from my home outside to the street? That's why Tosfos says Hotzah is a malacha geruah. Other Rishonim, the Ramban, the Rashba, the Ritva, explain that the difficulty of the malacha Hotzah is if I was carrying a large item all day long in my home, it may not be Shabbos steak, but I'm not over for Hotzah. But if I carry something that's even just the size of a groigris outside to the Rishus HaRabim from the Rishus HaYachid, I immediately was over in Issa D'Raisa. Reb Moshe Feinstein, in his Sefer Dibros Moshe, Simen Aleph on Masechta Shabbos, explains that what is the basis of the machloikas between Tosfos and the other Rishonim in their understanding of the difference between what makes Hotzah Malacha Geruah. He says that they're arguing what is the Malacha Hotzah. Tosfos is of the opinion that the Malacha Hotzah is the act of carrying. Yes, the Torah attached to it a condition that it's only considered carrying if you went from one Rishus to another Rishus. But it's the carrying that's Asur. And since it's the carrying that's Asur, it's difficult to understand why should it be different if you carry from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabim, or you carry from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaYochid. Whereas the other Rishonim are of the opinion that the act of Haitzah is the carrying from one Rishus to another Rishus. And therefore they explain what makes Haitzah Malach Gerua, that why if you carry from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabim are you only Chayiv, but if you carry within your Rishus HaRochid, your Potter, because in their mind, the Isra of Haitzah is limited to the transfer of from one Rishus to another Rishus. But the Arzurua gives a very different explanation why Haitzah is Malacha Gerua. The Arzurua explains that when, in all Malachas, what happens is that something happens to the item itself. Let's use Bishel as an example. When I take a food and I cook it on Shabbos, I transform the food from being raw to now being cooked. Whereas by Haitzah, the item I began with is the item I still have. And since nothing changed with the food that I have, therefore, it's not considered, that's why it's considered a Malacha Gerua. Even though the Rishonim do point out that if that's what makes Haitzah a Malacha Gerua, one could argue that the Malacha of Tzad, where I capture an animal, so nothing changes in the animal. The animal's the same, just before he wasn't caught and now he is caught. But the Rishonim explained that that isn't actually the case. Because if we think about the Malacha of Tzad, even though the animal, nothing changed, but there's a change in at least that it's not the way it was before and remains in that way. The animal is now in a caught state. Whereas when you have an object, the object is completely unchanged when it was transferred from one Rishus to another Rishus. And the Rishonim and the Achronim have a number of nafkaminas lahalocha in the explanations that we give what makes Haitzah a Malacha Gerua. We will be discussing later in our Masechta Beya, the Isser of Maisa Shabbos. And that is that if you do something on Shabbos, there's a nafkamina and a halacha. Now's not the time to go into all the details. If you did it b'shogig or b'mezid, the halacha speaks about if you're allowed to benefit from what you did, at what point may you benefit? Only Matzoy Shabbos, only B'chtei Shiasa, maybe never. Explain the Mefarshim that according to the Or Zeruah, that says that the Vart of Haitzah, making it the Malacha Gerua, is because nothing changed in the object itself. So the Halacha of Maisi Shabbos wouldn't apply by the Malacha of Haitzah. And therefore, if someone carried something from the Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabim, he could use it immediately on Matzah Shabbos. And therefore, and that indeed is what the Bi'ah Halacha in the beginning of Simen Shin Yud Ches says, that the din of Maisi Shabbos doesn't apply by Haitzah. But that's only if we follow the opinion of Dar Zeruah. If we follow the other opinions, then Haitzah is the same as the other Malachas, and the din of Maisi Shabbos would apply to Haitzah as well. The Beis Yitzchak, the Shaila Tshuvos Beis Yitzchak, and Ora Chaim, Siman Lamed Daled, teaches us that we've learned that there is one of the halachas when we speak about Malacha Shabbos is Makalkal. A Malacha Shabbos is when something is done in a constructive fashion, not when it's done in a destructive fashion. So says the Beis Yitzchak that exemption of Makalkal doesn't apply by Haitzah. And again, it's only according to the Or Zeruah, because the Or Zeruah says that what makes Haitzah is different, that has nothing to do with the object that the Malach is being done with. So therefore, by all other malachas, where the object which the malacha is being done with is the focus of the malacha, and there the Torah teaches us that if that object actually hasn't been repaired, it's been destroyed, that isn't considered a malacha. But the Azarua is teaching us that when we think about malachas haitzah, the object in question is not the factor. And since the object in question is not the factor, it doesn't make a difference. And the halacha would be that mekalkel would not be an exemption. According to the other Rishonim, however, mekalkel haitzah is no different than this aspect, and that's why mekalkel would be applicable. So actually, we have a very interesting situation. In one hand, the Arzarua approach is a more lenient approach, and that's why, according to Arzarua, the din of Maisa Shabbos doesn't apply by Itzah, but it does apply by the other. It doesn't apply by Itzah. According to other Rishonim, it does. On the other hand, according to Arzarua, the Ptur, the exemption of Mekalkel, doesn't apply by Hitzah. According to the other Rishonim, it would apply by Hitzah as it does by other Malachas as well. Another Nafkamina, which the Avnei Nezer in Siman Reish Yud discusses, by other Malachas, the Halacha would be that the Malacha has to be Miskayim. That means you have to do something that could be permanent. If you build something that has absolutely no ability to stand, you wouldn't be chayiv. It could be that by haitzah, again, according to the Arzarua, where it doesn't make a difference what's happening to the object, because the object is not our focus. We don't need that. It should be miskayim in any fashion. The other Rishonim may disagree. Another nafkamina is the Prima Godim mentions a very interesting nafkamina. He says, by other malachas, let's say the shear of cooking on Shabbos is a groigris. If somebody cooked a half a groigris of food, and then that half a groigris that I cooked got destroyed, and then I cook another half a groigris on Shabbos, that would be considered chil Shabbos. Because at the end of the day, I cooked a groigris of food. The fact that now I don't have the first half of groigris anymore doesn't make a difference. Whereas by haitzah, it could be that if I carried out a half of groigris and then it got destroyed, and then I carried out another half of groigris, that they wouldn't be mitzdarf. Because since haitzah is a malach gerua, says the Prima Godim, by all other malachas, it doesn't make a difference that I don't have the whole shear at one time. By haitzah, given that it's a malacha gerua, it would be different. And in order to be chayiv, I would have to have the whole shear to be. I would have to have the whole shear to be chayiv, and if I don't have the whole shear, I would not be chayiv. Another nafkamina, which I saw the Shail Tshuvas Har Tzvi discusses, and that is, what would be the halacha if I didn't do the malacha directly? If I only did it through kaychai, through an indirect action, not a groma. He wants to say that by kaychai, by haitzah, you would be Potter, because given that haitzah is a malach gerua, and if it's a malach gerua, to be chayiv, it has to be done exactly in the same way it was done in the Mishkan. And in the Mishkan, haitzah wasn't done through kaychai. And as we started this year, we're saying that given that haitzah is this malach gerua, it has to be exactly, and that's why there's so many sources for haitzah. It has to be exactly the way it was in the Mishkan, and if not, you wouldn't be chayiv. Whereas by all other malachas, he says, even if the malacha was done through kaychai, since they don't have this element, they don't have this concept of malacha geruah, Chai Chai would be Chayiv. But there's one more interesting nafkamina that the Paiskim say that we learn from the fact that Haitzah is a Malacha Geruah. Even though, as we mentioned earlier in our shir, the halacha is that the Issa deraisa of carrying is only on Shabbos, not on Yontif, everybody agrees that one may not carry on Yontif for no purpose at all. Just to carry something, Rishus HaYochet, Rishus Rabbim, or vice versa, on Yontif for no purpose at all, is Osir. The Paiskim discuss, however, what is the halacha regarding carrying on Chol HaMoed. And the Meiri says in Masechta Moed Katan, Ein Isser Hoitzah B'Chol HaMoed. And I saw Reb Moshe Sternbuch in the Sefer Me'adim V'Zmanim, Chelek Dalad Simen Reish Tzadik Ches, says that there is no Isser carrying on Chol HaMoed, because carrying, as we're learning, is a Malacha Geruah. And he says that the issue of Malacha and Chol HaMoed is not defined specifically by Malacha. It's defined by what is considered a Tircha. And carrying is certainly not considered a Tircha, and therefore is not Osur and Chol HaMoed. And indeed, the Shmir Shabbos Kolchosoi and Chelik Beis Perik Samaches Sif Chav Vav, where he speaks about Chol HaMoed, says Umidoch Matsanu Shloi Osu Es Haitzah Mirshus Lurshus, that there is no issa to carry on Chol HaMoed from one Rishus to another Rishus, Gam Im Ein Boi Kol Tzarech, even if I'm carrying for no purpose at all. There are Paiskim that disagree. There are those that are medayik from a bir halacha in Simon Tuf, in Tuf Kuf Lamed Vav, Sif Aleph Divrei Hamaskel Mutter, that want to suggest that the bir halacha maybe holds that Haitzah for no purpose on Chol HaMoed is Aser. It's known that that was the opinion of the Chazon Ish, up to the point that I saw that the Chazon Ish would not on Chol HaMoed wear a yarmulke under his hat, because you're not allowed to carry Shloi Letzorich, and if I'm wearing a hat, I don't need a yarmulke. But I saw that Rav Volzner, Shlita, and Chelik Vav, Eirechayim, Simen Samaches, clearly says, Sugya the Alma, Vadi Kamiri Azli, we pass like the Meiri, the Loi Osro Atzah, Bechlal, Havas, Mlochas, Hasuras, the Moyed. That it's not usher to carry a Chol HaMoed, even Shloi Letzorich. He brings a raya from the Rambam. He says that that also is the psak of the Yeshua's Yaakov. And it's all based on what we're learning in our shir, that since Haitzah is a Malacha Geruah, so it's not really considered a Malacha, and it's Chol HaMoed, therefore Haitzah is a very different Malacha. And as Tosfos says, that is why our Masechta indeed begins with this Malacha of Haitzah.